What's up, fam? Wealth Weekend is upon us, and I'm inviting you as one of my new official rich relatives to what I'm affectionately calling the Rich Relative Reunion. It's like your family reunion, but make it wealth. So I hope you're excited for all of the experiences, the entertainment, and the education that awaits you in Atlanta, Georgia in July. I can't wait to see you there. And just beat me there. Don't meet me there. Peace.
Today, I want to talk about how to charge premium prices. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Financial Freedom Fast Lane. And remember, the quicker you get to your dream life, the longer you get to live it. So today I want to talk about how to charge premium prices. Now, when you think about charging premium prices, right, you look at a shirt like this. This is a new shirt that we're going to be releasing underneath the Melanin Money store. The shirt itself is probably fairly similar to the same types of shirts that maybe Gucci or Prada or whoever else use, right, in terms of fabric and material wise. So why is it that Gucci, Prada, and all these companies are charging $80, $100-some-odd for a t-shirt, right? And there's other companies charging $5 to $20 for a t-shirt, right? Like, why is that, right? How can people charge premium prices? Now, this is going to vary between service-based businesses, physical products, etc. But I'm going to give you some principles that can be relatively universally applicable to being able to sell premium products. The first one on the list is experience. It might be a similar product, right, then you can buy down the street. But if you give them a premium experience, then people will be okay paying a premium price point, right? So for example, if you are in first class, the seats are more plush, they're wider, they're more comfortable, you get your drinks, right? You just get treated differently. It's the same plane, but it's a completely different experience, right? Still getting to the destination at the same time, but because the experience is amplified, you get to charge more. So I always ask people in your business, instead of creating a new product line, how can you amplify or increase the experience that you have with an existing one? Right? Because if you do, it'll give you a chance to charge premium prices. Okay. Number two, people like status. People like to be revered by their peers. Like, they want to feel like they're special. And so you got to ask yourself, can I create a level of perceived status with my product or service, right? By someone having my product or service, does it elevate their status? American Express Platinum does a great job at this, right? Everybody knows that they see someone with a platinum card. It's like, ooh, okay, your status is elevated, right? You got that good credit, right? And so it's like, how can you create an element of status where people feel like, ooh, okay, I am special just because I own or have access to this product. People are always looking for ways to elevate their status. And if your product or service can do that, right, then people will buy it, right? People buy Gucci and Prada, not because it's the nicest clothes. It's like, when people see it, it elevates their status based upon the association of that brand, right? So how can I elevate my customer status by simply owning my product, and then I can charge a premium price, right? Sometimes it's because it's limited and it's rare. You can't, and there's only a certain amount made. And if you were able to get your hands on it, or maybe it's invite only, or you have, if you know, you know, like, whatever you can do to create that level of like, ooh, status, I guarantee you it'll allow you to charge premium price. Another one is access. I like this example because it's really relatable for like my coaches and my creators, right? You can talk about the same thing, right? You're an expert in whatever you're an expert in, but based upon the level of access that you give someone can determine how much more you can charge, right? If you write a book for, might sell it for $20, it's still your same information that you would teach somebody if you talk to them, but because it's in a book, right, you might just charge $20. Take that same information and you put it in a course when you're doing videos, right? Now, it is more effort on your part, but that feels like they have a little bit more access to you. I'm seeing them, I'm talking to them, right? Like, you can charge more for that. Then you can create like a coaching program. Let's say a group coaching program. It's like, okay, I'm not meeting with this person one-on-one, but I get to actually interface with them, talk to them. You might just be cherry picking your curriculum, cherry picking the stuff in your book, but because you're able to talk about it right in real time in a group format, that warrants a more premium price than a book or a course. Then of course, one-on-one coaching, which is gonna have the highest level of premium because they get direct individual access to you. Now, did your product or service inherently change in terms of the core information? No. But because you gave them more access, right, they were willing to pay more. If you have front row seats at a concert or front row seats at a game, right, that level of access is also going to amplify your experience. So a lot of these things are intertwined. It's like you can't just do one, but your level of access will amplify your experience. If you have those front row seats, you're probably going to have a better experience. You're probably going to have people bringing you food instead of having to go to the concession stand, right? So like, think about it from that vantage point. How can I like have this trickle down effect of hitting multiple markers in order to be able to charge premium prices? Here is my personal favorite, and that is speed. Let's say that you order something online and you got a trip coming up. So you do express overnight shipping. Do you expect that company to put additional items in your box just because you paid more for shipping? You don't have that expectation. You simply want to get the product faster, and you understand that there's a premium associated with, I got to pay more to get it to be faster. So when you think about like a product or service-based business, if you say, hey, look, you want to learn how to make your first six figures in business. Now, do you want me to teach you that over 12 months, or do you want me to teach you that over 6 weeks? Right? The average person is going to say 6 weeks. Well, if I teach you it faster, I'm going to have to charge you more, right? Because of how fast I'm able to teach you. Now, I'm not teaching you anything different, but instead of us doing it over 12 months, I'm going to consolidate it and condense it inside of 6 weeks, right? Now, the challenge is most people who create products or services, they want it, the more they charge something, they want to throw the kitchen sink in. Oh, I'm charging $10,000, so I got to give them everything. And that's not true, right? Like people at the highest level, they want that one tweak, that one simple thing that can get them there faster. Then that means they can get to their goal faster, which means they're going to make more money longer, right? Or whatever it is that you're trying to help them with. So get away from this idea that the more I charge, the more I have to do. No, you just want to get them the result faster. For example, does it cost more to go to the gym and get a gym membership, or does it cost more to get liposuction? Now, I'm not advocating for liposuction, but the reason why people do it and get their body done, the BBLs and all that, is because it's fast. They don't want to go to the gym for 2 years or 12 weeks or however long it takes to get their dream body, right? They want speed, right? So you can take a card out of a plastic surgeon's book and say, well, how can I charge more money for this speed that they want, right? They want to get there faster. Same way you want your package to get at your house faster and you got to pay more for shipping. Is the same way if you want a result faster, you gotta pay more, right? And it's very easy to quantify, or it's very easy to sell when you have a quantifiable result. Like again, if someone's like, man, I have not been making the money that I wanna make, do I wanna wait 12 months to figure out how to make it, or do I wanna start making it in 6 weeks, right? Alas, but again, for whatever reason, people think they gotta do way more when they charge more, and that is a logical fallacy. So I hope that these tips were helpful in understanding how you can charge premium prices, right? You can probably do more, offer more. When I say offer more, I just mean like, if someone's paying you more, you can have a better experience and everybody wins. That's the other thing about premium prices, right? It's like when you charge your customer appropriately, you can have the right team, you can have the right experience. When you're not charging enough and you're barely like covering your margins, you gotta like be very, very particular about what you include and what you don't include, because there's not enough margin there. But if you charge accordingly and offer a premium experience, your customers will never, ever push back if you deliver something that they haven't got before. So hopefully this was helpful. Let me know how you are going to take action on this and start charging premium prices yesterday.